Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Delaware Governor John Carney spent part of his Memorial Day in Rehoboth Beach to see if people are following his guidelines. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports he liked what he saw.
Governor Carney admits when he opened up beaches and the boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach, he wasn't sure how it would work out, but he was pleasantly surprised.
We lifted restrictions leading into this holiday weekend and with some reservations about how folks were going to behave, and I just can't be more complimentary.
He says people were keeping their distance from each other and most of them had masks on. Rehoboth Beach Mayor Paul Koons tells NBC 10 he saw the same thing.
Everybody on the boardwalk pretty much had their masks on. People walking around Rehoboth Avenue either had their masks on or were carrying masks.
Masks aren't required on the beach in Delaware, but Koons says he saw people wearing them anyway as they sunbathed. Phase one of Delaware's economic reopening plan is scheduled to begin June 1st. Governor Carney says there were no setbacks during the holiday weekend. Governor Murphy says most of the state is obeying his orders aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. And he says there will be repercussions against the churches and gyms that have opened despite those orders. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
In Berlin, the Solid Rock Baptist Church held Sunday services despite Governor Murphy's executive order limiting indoor gatherings to 10 people. Speaking on CNN, Murphy said anyone violating the orders faces enforcement actions, including summonses, or in the case of a Belmar gym, a court-ordered shutdown.
The overwhelming amount of folks who lead institutions of faith, who run and own gyms or salons, they understand this. They're chomping at the bit. We get that. But they also understand the risks associated with it. And we got to make sure we're all in this together and we do this the right way.
The right way, he says, is based on evidence the spread of the virus has slowed sufficiently.
We're not there yet. I want to do it responsibly and I don't want to kill anybody.
Four South Jersey pastors have filed a federal suit, though, claiming the governor's order violates their constitutional rights to freedom of religion and assembly. With New Jersey's unemployment now at an all-time high, 15%, legal aid attorneys have doubled their caseload to cut through the red tape so thousands of jobless workers can claim their cash. As KYW's Kristen Johansson explains, one top attorney offers advice on how to get every penny of unemployment money.
It's been nearly 10 weeks since New Jersey's stay-at-home order went into effect, sparking the surge of those filing for unemployment.
Some people filed back in mid-March and still are getting these messages saying that their cases are either pending or the weekly benefit rate is still at zero, even though it seems like they're able to certify.
Sarah Heimowitz is chief attorney for Legal Services of New Jersey, specializing in workers' rights, and says many times claimants will be getting the cash they need, and then all of a sudden, it stops.
There's not a clear reason to the claimant why they're not getting their benefits, so it's difficult to understand those because the claimants themselves don't always know the problem.
Though there is no instant trick to fix the issue, and you will likely need to speak with someone in the unemployment office, Heimowitz says to make sure you get the money you deserve, email the office and document everything. Legal Aid has expanded their pro bono services to help those in need, but you must qualify. Head to kywnewsradio.com/unemployment for more. Police in several states, including Pennsylvania and New Jersey, are looking for a 23-year-old murder suspect. Peter Manfredonia is accused of killing two people and assaulting a third in the span of 3 days in Connecticut. Reporter Matt Campbell has more.
Police say 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia, an engineering student at UConn, started on a twisted spree of violence in Willington. Police say he was pretending he had trouble with his vehicle. When 62-year-old Ted Demers, a Good Samaritan, offered help, police say Manfredonia killed him and badly injured another witness. Late Saturday night, police say Manfredonia broke into a Willington home and stole guns and a truck. By Sunday morning, that truck was found on the other side of the state, stuck in Derby, near Osborndale State Park.
Police in New Jersey say they found a woman whose boyfriend was murdered by Manfredonia. She told them the suspect kidnapped her and used her car as a getaway vehicle. She was found safe at a rest stop in Patterson. Police in Pennsylvania say Manfredonia was last seen in East Stroudsburg on Sunday. He is considered armed and dangerous. That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.